Hi friends, welcome to my daily teaching. If you're new to my channel, my name's Graham. I'm a Brit, now an American, living here in the United States. I'm away in a cabin in the western part of Massachusetts, the Berkshires, this weekend. And it's great to be here with you today. So I encourage you to pull up a chair, your Bible, a pen and a paper. And we're going to be talking about the soul. Hey, before we do that, let me do, as usual, a few quick housekeeping items. Number one, if you are new here, why not hit the subscribe button on YouTube and also give the bell symbol a long press. That will tell YouTube you want to be informed about future videos. Secondly, if you are new to my ministry, why not check out the web pages below. I have a website with all of the different things I'm involved in. I have three churches I lead here in the New England area. And if you're interested in connecting, visiting one of those churches, we would love to see you and hopefully be a blessing to you there. My travel ministry, I'm coming out of this COVID season, beginning to travel again here in America and also in Europe. And I have some mission trips. If you're interested in coming on a week's mission to Europe, coming up in the fall or the autumn, as we Brits say. My ministry school will be online there. We have two monthly missions here in New England where we're out preaching Jesus saves, Jesus heals out in public. So lots of different things going on. Hey, let me mention the last one as well. If you're not yet receiving our email newsletter, we'd love to send that to you. I try to send that out every Saturday now. It's just some thoughts, some ideas, some different things about books I'm reading, teachings I'm listening to, things I've been teaching on, links to videos, etc., events. And I have a 3-hour audio teaching on living from the secret place that I'd love to give as a free gift to everybody who signs up this week for our newsletter. So find the link below, hit that, and we'll get that into your inbox. Good. Well, this week anyway, we'll see how long we go at this, but this week I've been talking all about the soul. I'm talking about what does God want to do with our soul? How do we care for our souls? How do we be people who love the Lord our God, not just with our spirit, but actually in our soul? And how do we become the people that God wants us to? You know, there's a part of salvation that happens instantly. When were you saved? Let me ask that question. You know, there's several good answers. You were saved before the foundation of the world. You were saved when Jesus died, rose again, when he cried out in John 19, verse 30, it is finished. Your salvation was accomplished then. You could accurately say in one way, you are saved when you called on the name of the Lord. For me, that was July the 14th, 1984, in a Billy Graham meeting in Liverpool Soccer Stadium here in the UK. I'm in America, but over in the UK. I was saved then, but I'm being saved today. Today, May the 7th, 2021, I need to be saved. I'm being saved. I'm walking out that salvation. I was married 21 years ago, but I'm being married today. It's not a paper I have in a file somewhere. It's got to be an ongoing reality. Otherwise, if it's not an ongoing reality, let's say the marriage, the paper I have in the file is worthless. It doesn't really mean anything. So the one has to correspond with another. And God is interested in saving us. And I began yesterday talking from 1 Thessalonians 5 about spirit, soul, and body. And Paul says, let the God of Shalom sanctify you, separate you from this world completely, spirit, soul, and body. And in a sense, what I want you to see is that God has already accomplished that in the spirit. Your spirit is saved. End of. You've got no work to do. You don't need to improve your spirit. You don't need to sanctify your spirit. Your spirit has been, you are sanctified, ED, finished, past accomplished, in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. Yeah, you have been sanctified right now in the spirit. You've been made righteous in the spirit. Christ has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption in Christ Jesus, in the spirit, in heavenly places. And your spirit has nothing, no work to do. Your spirit is righteous. Your spirit's in the presence of God. Your spirit's not near Jesus. You're not sitting near him or next to him. You're in Christ Jesus. And your spirit's there right now. And it's such a wonderful thing. It's a secure thing. My spirit is seated in heavenly places, not dependent on what I do or what I don't do today, on how much I read my Bible or don't. My spirit's in heavenly places because of what Jesus did. It's all about Jesus and what he accomplished there. Okay, but the problem is many people don't know that message. And then they're always trying to be righteous, trying to climb the ladder, trying to work through the seven interior castles, as you were, to get to heaven. We've arrived. We are not climbing Jacob's ladder. Yeah, we've arrived. We've ascended. We're not climbing a ladder. We took the ascensor, the French call an elevator. Americans say elevator. Brits call it a lift. And French call it the ascenseur. I like that. We took the ascenseur. We ascended with Jesus. Yeah, our spirit's already been raptured. We're in heavenly places. So we've arrived there. Some people don't know that message and they're always trying and they need to hear that proclamation of who we are in Christ. But I've seen many people in the last 10 to 15 years who've grasped, if you will, the grace message of who we are, that it's all God's work. They've grasped that part of it, but they haven't then dealt with the soulish part of it. And I want you to see that, and we'll even talk about the body in a moment, but your soul, God wants to save your soul, and your soul is not saved. Now, I don't mean your soul is lost in an eternal sense. What I'm saying is the salvation that Jesus accomplished on Calvary, God wants it worked out, worked in, lived out in our soul. Again, this is not a soteriological discussion. It's not about, so do you get to go to heaven? Don't you get to go to heaven? Again, as I said in a previous video, the end game is not going to heaven. The end game is the New Jerusalem comes down and the heavens and earth are one in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 1 verse 10. But that's another story. But my point is, God wants, I want you, really want you to catch this, God wants who I am in Christ Jesus to be who I am on the earth. He doesn't want me walking around with my grace message book saying I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And yet in my soul, I'm bound by sin. I'm bound by anger, I'm bound by rejection, I'm bound by lust, I'm bound by, you know, all of the insecurity, all of the normal things people deal with. And he wants the part of me, he says, Graham, you are a new creation, but he wants me to live as a new creation and to transform me. Paul put it this way in Romans 8, and people have really missed this. Probably one of the most misquoted verses in the Bible is Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. Now again, for some reason, evangelicals have taken and twisted that scripture to mean every bad thing that happens to you, God sent it and God's got a plan and a purpose. And you'll probably never know what that is, but God's got a plan. So somebody gets cancer and we say, oh, all things work together for the good. And, you know, a storm blows over your house, or all things work together. That's not what that scripture's saying. Secondly, it's a misquote. In fact, let me turn there right now. But Romans 8. This is good. Romans 8:28 says, we know, not we think and we hope and we dream, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are the called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? What is his calling on your life? Next verse. Okay. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that we may be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these also he called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he also glorified. Let me simplify it this way and say God's call on your life is that you would be conformed to the image of his son. I really want you to grab a hold of that by faith today. That's your calling. My calling is not to be a pastor or an apostle or a prophetic guy or many different roles I have in life, a husband, a father, a brother, a son, a neighbor, a citizen, a subject for the Brits. My call is to be transformed into the image of his son. Now, when you see that in the spirit, that's happened. In my soul, I have, as I walk through life, will I ever fully accomplish this mission in my soul? Maybe not, but by God's grace, I'm going to push. When I mess up, what do? I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive them and cleanse me of all righteousness. But also, here's what I do. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press to the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. And in a way, what Paul is actually saying here is God wants to use everything. Everything we go through is an opportunity to be conformed to the image of his son. When good weather is there, when you're going through a storm, that's the time to press into, to allow everything we go through to remind us of who we are in Christ and to live that out. So it's really important we grasp that, that our, the call of God on our life is to be transformed. I've been saved in the Spirit. I'm being saved in the soul, if you will. What about our body? Real quick, and again, we'll come back on this one tomorrow. Your body will experience at times pieces of eternity coming into it, healing, you know, the presence of God. But your body won't be saved until the resurrection. Your body, no matter how much you believe for health and healing, your body, until Jesus comes or calls, will die. And then one day your body will be resurrected and your physical body will be saved. You'll have a body like Jesus has a body, a glorified body, one that, I'll fly around here, one that can walk through a wall, one that can do glorious things. But our mission right now, and the challenge we have, is to not simply have like a great theology that says this is who we are in God, but to pull it into our soul here on the earth. Boom. Hey, I hope that's helpful. I'm going to come back tomorrow with some more thoughts on that. So wishing you a great day and cheering you on wherever you're at. Again, quick reminder, hit that subscribe button, press the bell symbol below and check out the links. We have that free gift when you sign up for our newsletter and share this video. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye for now.